This is How Success Happens, where the staff of Entrepreneur chats with innovators, writers, artists, chefs, and a range of other unique personalities to better understand the traits that make excellence possible.
Nobody in Silicon Valley thinks it's actually them. They think everybody else is like this.
One of my regrets actually now, we should have pulled the plug sooner.
It's amazing when the universe sees you commit, how all of a sudden all these resources start to come together.
Thanks for joining us. And now, How Success Happens.
Hey there, Hayden Field here. I'm an associate editor at Entrepreneur, and I'm here with Joey Gonzalez, CEO of Barry's Bootcamp. It's a boutique fitness brand that's gone global with close to 50 studios from Atlanta to Milan to Stockholm. It's fueled by private capital, the same equity firm behind the growth of Equinox, and the company is valued over $100 million. Class prices range from just over $20 to about $40, depending on location. Joey Gonzalez rose from a customer through the ranks all the way to CEO. Let's talk about how he did it. But first, a word from our sponsors. Say you make something totally original, like on-the-go hummus. Then let's say people love it and you want to start selling it online. Well, building a beautiful website is a good start, but you know what's even better? A powerful website. With Weebly, you don't just get easy-to-build, great-looking templates. You get tons of tools to help you turn that website into a business. This means features to help promote your products, process payments, manage inventory, send marketing campaigns, and get discovered by new customers. Plus, they've got an epic support team. No scripts, no robots, just friendly experts whose only job is to help you do whatever needs doing. Whether you're just looking to turn your hummus into a side hustle or turn it into a global hummus empire, Weebly helps you transform your creative idea into a successful one. As a fan of this podcast, just go to weebly.com/HSH and you'll get 15% off when you sign up for your online store. Weebly, more than just a beautiful website. Joey, so good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I was so inspired by the fact that you rose from being a customer in 2003 to just in 11 years being CEO of the company. The first experience you ever had was going in to work out. What made you love it so much that you wanted to be a part of it?
Yeah, I was at a crossroads in my life where I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do because I was just going through a change of career. And I had just... I was acting prior to being at Barry's, and I guess I would have at the time classified it as failed, right? Like I had not accomplished what I'd set out to do. And so my confidence was not, you know, at the highest level. And when I started doing Barry's, it took me a year and a half to actually go because I was so nervous and scared about Barry's Bootcamp. It sounded so hard. From my first class, I just was blown away at what I was capable of that I didn't previously, you know or believe. And that, you know, story just continued on class after class. And the instructors that sort of guided my experience and pushed my limits and boundaries were so inspirational to me. And I had my own sort of like transformation where I started to really believe in myself again. And so I think what I got from Barry's was just what so many other people get from it, which is this strength and this confidence and this ability to just be my best.
That's incredible. I also have a theater background, so I know how hard it is to keep up confidence in the face of rejection.
Yeah.
It's hard. So
yeah.
That's incredible that brought that out in you. Really.
Yeah. And also 12 years of that, like when you go through that experience, you can't help but just naturally be humble and modest for the rest of your life because you've been told no for so long.
You really do. You get used to it. And then that's so amazing that you turn that around. That's incredible. You signed on as an instructor in 2004. And within about a decade, you worked your way up to manager, then director of operations, partner, COO, and then CEO. How did you do that? And what are your top tips for other people who want to do the same thing?
My journey was all about heart. And I would also add the words courage and risk, because sure, I worked really hard and I started to like move up in the company as a result, right? Because I really believed in the brand and I could visualize where it should go next. But then when the opportunity presented itself, I became an investor in the business. And so I didn't earn sweat equity. I actually invested every dollar and cent that I had and actually leveraged dollars and cents that I didn't have in order to open up studios. And so for me, it was a combination of, you know, hard work, following my heart, having fun, and taking risk, right? And not being afraid, because it could have as easily gone in a totally different direction and I could have lost everything. But those are, I think, the moments in life when you really take a chance, where, you know, you just have to believe in yourself and go for it.
How did you know the risk was worth it? So obviously, there are a lot of people listening that are, you know, putting all their money into their business or another venture, or just quitting a job they don't like and hoping to change career paths. How do you know when to take that huge risk and, you know, put everything you have towards something?
Yeah, it starts with a vision, I think. You have to be able to visualize what it is you see and then execute upon it, right? And the execution part, I think, is equally as difficult as actually visualizing it. And that part for me has been all about the people that I've surrounded myself with, which is really the true narrative about why Barry's is successful, because we have the best people in the world working for us. I built the business from the moment I came into it by hiring a lot of my best friends. It's made it really fun because we all sort of shared the same values and worked in a similar way. And then we didn't mind working 18-hour days because we were all together.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. That's great. I mean, it's having people that you love around you in your career, whether you're building your own business or, you know, working at another company, is just, it's everything. And I know your parents were both immigrants to the U.S. from Italy and Cuba. How did their experiences building life for themselves here inspire you to follow through on your own passions?
So we have our mission statement at Barry's is that we inspire people to work hard, have fun, find your strength, and be your best. And when we started to develop that mission statement, I noticed that one of the things that was felt across the organization was this idea of just always working really hard, but always having a good time while you do it. And those are two qualities that I learned from my parents. They are the hardest working human beings I've ever experienced in my life, but they're also, you know, Latin and Italian and like let loose and have fun. And, you know, it was just the type of household where that was encouraged. You know, it was 10 years old and my mom's like, do you want a glass of wine? You know, it's just like all fun all the time. Other than when you were working really hard, but a lot of times those things went together. So I think that is, you know, something that differentiates the Barry's culture from some of the others.
That makes sense. Yeah, having fun while you work.
Yeah, and
I love
was
that.
Highly inspired by them for sure.
I love that, and I also love the idea that work can be fun. There doesn't have to be a separation there. What's the point of working or following a passion like that if you're not also having a great time? And that kind of brings me to what I was going to say next. You and your husband just welcomed a new baby right after you signed on as CEO of Barry's. So how do you balance that work and home life? And do you think work-life balance actually exists, or do you think it's just a myth?
So we actually did have a little girl in 2015, 6 months into my CEO job, but then had a little boy as well a year later.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So now, just to add even more chaos to all of it, we have two kids, 2.5 and a 1.5-year-old. And as far as whether or not balance exists or makes sense, the first part of that I'll say, just as like a way to manage expectations to people, is there is no such thing. Like, I think every single day you just have to assume that you're going to disappoint somebody, right? You just have to do your best to have to get to those touch points as much as you can. But one thing I think that really helps is like full integration. And a lot of people aren't able to do this because of the nature of their work, but I don't really have many boundaries in my life. So my friends, like I said earlier, are also my coworkers, and we hang out on the weekends. People come over, you know, to the pool, and my kids are with. And so I have like a very integrated life, where my social life, my family life, and my work life don't really know any boundaries. So it makes me less likely to disappoint people, if that makes sense.
Right? That's great. It's like probably less draining to, you know, have to think about these boundaries. This is this.
Separate,
this is in this
yeah.
part of my life. But it's all kind of together, and you just work it out as it comes.
Yeah.
That's great. And then I know you still teach at Barry's at least once a week to stay connected to the community. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, it's my roots, first and foremost. And I think what happens in the Red Room, that's what we call the studio, is like the reason why people come back for more. And so I always want to be connected to the real, you know, raw experience. And I want to be able to be a fly on the wall and hear complaints and hear, because the majority of people who take my class have no idea what my role is, right? They're just taking a Barry's class. And so it's just a really great way for me to sort of keep my ear to the ground and learn like how we can improve, how we can innovate, what people actually want from us.
Absolutely. I know Jeff Bezos actually still has an email address that he checks so he can read customer complaints. So I think that's really cool. What's your advice for how entrepreneurs can stay connected to their communities, whether it's a really small boutique company or a huge one, like even, you know, Amazon or something? How can they all keep that ear to the ground and know what's going on the customer or consumer level?
So for me personally, I'm a very accessible CEO. And so I have, you know, social media and people direct message me on Instagram. I literally probably get 24 of them a day and answer every single one of them. But it's just a really amazing way for me to receive feedback, right? I mean, some of it's good, some of it's bad, but it's all great to hear. Other ways beyond social media, if you don't want to be that accessible, you can create departments and you can create people. Like, we have a client experience department at Barry's, which we've recently created just to be able to do that, like to receive feedback from customers, whether it's in the like personalized written way or on Yelp, etc. I think it's really imperative to make sure you're listening, right? I think it's in order to be successful as a business, you have to understand what people are saying about you and why.
Right. That makes sense. How can you take that and use it for good? I know, you know, hearing negative comments or seeing bad reviews, things like that, can be hard and also just, you know, disappointing. How can you take any type of negative feedback, no matter what industry you're in, and kind of use it to not set yourself back in your mind, but move your company or your career forward?
I mean, first of all, you have to be able to read something objectively and decipher whether or not it's credible. Right? Because there are a lot of people out there who have negative things to say about everyone. One way you can do that is just looking at something like Yelp and seeing a terrible review about your business and then looking at that person's history, right? Like, okay, how credible is this person? Because they hate everything. But a lot of times I think good can come out of any sort of comment. So the way that you make people feel is relevant, right? The way that people perceive your product is relevant. And being able to sort of take those things, process and digest them, and then apply something to them, some type of solution, is, I think, how you sort of continue to one-up yourself.
And then I know Barry's Bootcamp is no